This report is part of WNPR's Mental Health Reporting Series, made possible by our founding partner, Hartford Healthcare Behavioral Health Network.
Earlier this month, Somerville police officers Alan Monaco and Timothy Sullivan responded to a call about a fight between two young men. They found one of them, Mike, in an agitated state.
He started flipping out. Get your effing hands off of me. Don't touch me. He was up and down. He would be screaming and yelling one minute, nice and calm, talking, smoking cigarettes the next minute.
As he talked, Mike got close to the officers. Too close, right up in their faces.
For a police officer, if you invade our space also, we have a safety zone where we don't want people close to us. I would have pushed him away. I would have physically pushed him off of me.
But it just so happened that the two Somerville officers had just gone through a training session on mental disorders, including Asperger's, one of Mike's diagnoses. So they knew people with Asperger's can be hypersensitive about being touched and insensitive about how close to get to other people.
So I allowed him to do that for a minute, but I also told him, Mike, I need my space just like you need yours.
But the difference was that you understood. That,
I understood,
this was a piece of his diagnosis.
Correct. I didn't take it as a threat from him. You know.
It also seemed to de-escalate Mike in a sense. He got to vent and calm down and then talk to us in, what would be a normal voice for Mike. And it worked. The class actually helped us a lot.
The class they took was part of 40 hours of training to create crisis intervention teams that serve as a police department's go-to group for mental health crises. June Binney, with the Massachusetts chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is overseeing the project to bring that advanced training to more police departments.
What we know is that at least 10% of all calls to 911 involve people having a psychiatric crisis. What we think, from what we hear from police departments, is that number is really more in the range of 25 to 35%.
Massachusetts spends less on police training overall than any other state. And when it comes to dealing with people who have mental illness, she says, a lack of police training can pose real risks.
There could be people dying. There could be a person with a mental health problem who is fighting back and strong and may get hurt. The police officers themselves are at, a huge risk. The skill set is really critical to keep the situation calm and keep the situation safe.
The training includes role-playing and practice with de-escalation, responding calmly even when faced with yelling and aggression. In one exercise, Cambridge Police Sergeant Fred Cabral played the role of a suspect who has schizophrenia, and Somerville Police Officer Eli Kim played the voices inside his head, talking into his ear through a rolled-up piece of paper. Cabral had to answer some simple questions while he was being booked.
You have been arrested by the Somerville Police. I'm going to book you. When we start, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. First one will be, what's your last name, sir?
Cabral.
What's your first name?
Fred.
But as he was trying to answer, here's what Officer Cabral was hearing in his ear.
Stop. Stop talking to the police. Stop talking to the police. We want to leave.
English.
We want to leave. Why are you wasting your time? I'm not going to help you.
Cabral found it difficult to follow along.
They're very simple questions, but it splits your focus and it's hard to concentrate on what you're being asked.
It's a very lofty goal, but you're trying to teach officers empathy for people that are mental illness.
David Fallon is Somerville's deputy chief of police.
That's why I think the hearing voices training was very important. And officers need to have empathy today. And, that's what society expects from officers and what they deserve and what the people need.
About one-fifth of Somerville's police officers went through this month's training, and several other towns are signed up for this fall, for a total of a dozen or so. The National Alliance on Mental Illness hopes all the state's police departments will eventually get the training. Pending legislation would boost funding for police training by adding a surcharge to car insurance. Its fate remains unclear. For WNPR News, I'm Carrie Goldberg in Boston.